Good morning, Friday, my favorite day of the week, and you are here. What a pleasure it is to be with you again. George Watkins here on this happy Father's Day weekend, and I want to talk about the Father a little bit today. I've had the privilege of knowing two fathers, my earthly father and my heavenly father, and both of them have been good to me. Now you say, well, that's good for you, but what about me? Let's talk about that for a while. I want to talk about the pattern son, the pattern father to the son. And in doing that, we'll get some pictures in our spirit about the heart of a father. The heart of a father. Before I do that, I want to thank you for your subscriptions and your support in all the ways you do: prayer, encouragement, sending in comments, sharing this with someone. And some of you have been nudged by the Lord to send a financial gift. Thank you so much for that. So, because of that, we're able to press on. We're coming up somewhere around 1,000 videos in the last nearly 4 years now. Come October, it will be 4 years. I can't imagine. Well, that's what we've been talking about as of late, our imagination. So as we begin to plan and we begin to think and then we begin to picture and then we begin to dream, all those things draw toward us the fact that now George Watkins and this simple broadcast that I started out with has now 1,000 videos that people can go back into and find encouragement and truth and inspiration. And each of them were given simply just out of a word that God gave me. So be encouraged in your journey, whatever you're dreaming of, whatever you're imagining, whatever you're desiring to do. I told you the other day that when we started out, my son Tony and I, he's the videographer and movie maker. He says, "Dad, you ought to do a daily video." I said, "Oh, wow. I mean, that sounds fun, but it's a lot of work, isn't it?" So we put together a simple little pattern or an idea of taking my selfie stick and a microphone attached to my lapel and walking around the city streets and the parks and the beside a lake and so forth. And I did that for the first year and a half. It was called Come Walk With Me. Well, the winter time came or something happened where I moved inside, and now I stay inside most of the time. It's changed some. I'm doing a little more teaching than I did in the early days, but that's good. That's kind of a maturing growth thing, isn't it? Father's Day is coming up, and I wanted to talk about our Heavenly Father. To get a picture of our Heavenly Father, Jesus gave some examples, and one of them was that well-repeated story of the prodigal son. But really, the story is about the father of the son. I believe the message is of the father, not just the backslidden son who's come home after he's spent all of his money on wild living. Wow, I've preached that for most of my ministry in some of the youth rallies and youth meetings I preached. That was my favorite subject, about the prodigal coming home. Okay, but the father is the overshadowing strength of that story. The father is the one who has two sons he deals with, and each of them he deals with differently. The father is the one who has established the farm or the ranch, who has the finances, who has the inheritance. The father is the one who put himself on the natural side, the natural picture, put himself as a young man to invest and work and grow and multiply to where his sons then would have an inheritance. And they both took separate directions. The elder son had some attitude problems. The younger son, his attitude problems took him off track, and he eventually came back. But it's the father who stood steady, who was there waiting, who had prepared the calf, the robe, the ring, the party, who had maintained the ranch or the farm until the son could come home and reconnect. That's the heart of the father. Now, our Heavenly Father then is reflected in that Luke 15, 11, where that where the prodigal son story is told. But I want to just encourage you today. I've had many experiences with people who have had fathers that were not happy fathers. They were not nice fathers. Matter of fact, some of them were downright mean and cruel. And even after they've come to Christ, they deal with that background of a father who put into them some seeds of bitterness and marred or scarred or destroyed something in their life. Now, I want to tell you this, that everything we do in the Christian and the born again, the renewed, the new creature in Christ life, everything we do is by faith. And some things don't seem to come automatic. It seems like we got to work too hard, or somehow we're not making the grade. I want to encourage you today to have faith that your Heavenly Father has changed your DNA, and that his blood flows through you. And now the generational curses or generational memories and wounds that affected you in the past have been cut off because of the cross and because of the blood of Christ and because of the injection or the invasion or the dwelling of the Holy Spirit within you has made you new in Christ. I want to encourage you for that, because if you don't catch a hold of that, then we're still drawing from our earthly fathers. Now, I told you that my earthly father was a great guy. I loved him dearly. He inputted into my life in so many rich and wonderful ways, but he wasn't perfect, nor could he supply all my needs according to his riches in this earthly realm. But my Heavenly Father can, and my Heavenly Father is perfect. And so I draw now from that, even though my memories of my earthly father still remain, and I still do things in the natural. I still look like him. I am acting more like him every day in my maturing days. But my Heavenly Father goes into another region of my soul and spirit, and even affects my physical body because of the healing and the restorative parts and purposes of the blood of Christ. So, Father's Day is an important time to remember these things. John 3 and 35 said, "The Father loves the Son and has given." That's quite a phrase, and I want to just park there for just a second. I want you to see that the Father loves, and so the Father gives. The Father loves, and the Father gives. I've raised three wonderful children to adulthood, and they're all raising their children now. So I have a perspective that's a little different than it was 40 years ago, when I was raising baby children and didn't see the outcome yet. But in these days of development as a young father and a young husband, and we became a mother and a father, I had to continue to reflect, what would my Heavenly Father do? Not just so much what would my earthly father do, because like I say, it wasn't all perfect, but it was out of a heart of love. Now, what would my Heavenly Father, how can I love three children in separately on the level they need to be loved? How can I raise them according to their purpose? How can I know that I'm to deal one way with this one and another way with that one? It's not just the heavy hand of a dictatorial father that comes in and cracks the whip and cracks heads. No, it's understanding the temperament or the personality and the calling and the destiny of each of those children. Your Heavenly Father does the same thing to you. Some of us, as children of our Heavenly Father, need a swift kick in the posterior. We need to be awakened with a thump. Others need to be awakened with a gentle feather under the chin because of our nature or because of the fact that we're not in rebellion. We just need to be taught the ways of the Lord. So as I raised my children, I learned how to reflect the spirit of the Heavenly Father. Not perfectly, obviously, because we learn as we go. In some of the early days, we make mistakes, we miss it, but we come back. And because the Heavenly Father continues to teach us how to be fathers and mothers, same spirit is on both of us, we learn how to raise our children. But that verse in John 3:35 gives, he gives. I love that. I love what happened, what Jesus promised would happen after the Holy Spirit came and came into us at Acts 2. He said, now you can ask largely. Wow. He says, you haven't asked before, but now you can ask in my name. Ask the Father and he will give. You see, all of a sudden, the same connection that Jesus had with his Heavenly Father in John 3, where he could ask and the Father gave. He watched the Father do things and he did what the Father did. He had that ability to interact with his Heavenly Father. So now when the Holy Spirit came, Jesus promised that we could do the same thing. What did that do? That put us on the same level as Jesus. Now I'm not Jesus, but I'm the same level. I'm the same. I'm loved the same. The Father treats me the same in his love relationship and his openness to me because I am, because of the blood and the cross and the resurrection, and because I died and rose with Christ and ascended and am seated at the right hand of the Father, I am dealt with just like Jesus is. I'm not Jesus. He's got a position that is functioning and it will continue to function, and he is the know-all do-all. I mean, he's it. But I am on the same level of the Father's heart, and he deals and loves me the same way. How can that be? How can you love three different children the same when they all have different personalities and some of them have different temperaments? How can you love the good son, the good daughter, the bad daughter, the rebellious one, the one that's, you know, kisses up to you all the time, gives you anything you want? Now, I'm not saying that happened in my family, but it happens in families. Well, how can you do that? Because you love with the love of the Father. And agape love is always a giving love. John 5 said that he will show us all things. So a father then not only is a giver, because most fathers get up early and go out and work hard so their kids can eat and go to school and have clothes and eventually have an education. They do that selfishly because they love their children. They love their family. But the father, he gives to them, but he also shows them all things. You are, as a father and a mother, the pattern for your children. And as we give ourselves as fathers and mothers to the molding pressure and loving care of our Heavenly Father through the Holy Spirit, he molds us into how to be a father and a mother. If we as fathers and mothers are just repeating what our father and mother did, and we pass on the sins, we pass on the failures, we pass on the prejudice, we pass on the ideas that were maybe not all that cool. But if we will bathe ourselves in the Word of God and bathe ourselves in the new creation reality. That is, I am in the mold and the form and the image of Jesus Christ. Because of that, I have a Heavenly Father, and He is molding my ability to be a father and a mother. Wow. I'm so blessed that I was raised by a Christian father that had a pretty good handle on loving and had a pretty good handle on mentoring, especially in the ministry, because he was a pastor and evangelist. That's what molded much of my temperament. So those things just continue on. If you're a young mother and father, have faith that God's going to take you through the tough times and teach you how to have wisdom and insight. I tell you, if you want to know where the gifts of the Spirit really belong, it's in the house. And I think you women have a great gift, many times greater than the men. You have that, what they call intuition. It's really a gift of God. My wife, Arliss, we had a Christian school right across the street from us. We could see into the classroom if we had our little scope out because of the way it was positioned. And they would come across the street sometimes, and she would stand at the door and say, "You're not bringing that attitude into this house." What was that? That was a gift. That was a gift of God. Discerning. Don't lie to me. How does the mom know the kid's lying? It's a gift of God. So see, the Holy Spirit teaches us how to be mothers and fathers. So be encouraged. Don't be despaired. They will grow up in the likeness of God, and trust the Lord to bring them up right with your help. Amen. Well, fathers and mothers, be happy. Happy Father's Day. And I thank God for all of you men who are serving God and loving the Father's heart. Well, I will see you Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Thank you for coming by today on this Father's Day weekend. And thank you for your subscribing, your support, and all the ways you do. Many of you give me some great encouraging words, a little comment here, a little prayer here, telling me you're standing with us and praying. And some of you have been nudged by the Lord to give us a financial encouragement, and that is so blessed. And is it a blessing? We bless you back. Down in the show notes, you can find the place to do that if God's nudging you. And also snail mail until Sunday at 6 o'clock. We will see you then and be blessed. Remember, you are the picture of God on earth. Be bright and show your colors.